Then the sound began. It was light, that sound. Half sound and half light. Something that began to glow from Benny's eyes and pulse with growing loudness. Dim serenities that grew more gigantic and brighter as the light/sound increased in tempo. It must have been painful, and the pain must have been increasing with the boldness of the light, the rising volume of the sound, for Benny began to mewl like a wounded animal. At first, softly, when the light was dim and the sound was muted, then louder, as his shoulders hunched together, his back humped, as though he was trying to get away from it. His hands folded across his chest like a chipmunk's, his head tilted to the side, the sad little monkey face pinched in anguish. Then he began to howl, as the sound coming from his eyes grew louder, louder, and louder. I slapped the sides of my head with my hands, but I couldn't shut it out. It cut through easily. The pain shivered through my flesh like tinfoil on a tooth. And Benny was suddenly pulled erect. On the girder, he stood up, jerked to his feet like a puppet. The light was now pulsing out of his eyes in two great round beams. The sound crawled up and up some incomprehensible scale, and then he fell forward, straight down, and hit the plate steel floor with a crash. He lay there, jerking spastically, as the light flowed around and around him, and the sound spiraled up out of normal range. Then, the light beat its way back inside his head. The sound spiraled down, and he was left lying there, crying piteously. His eyes were two soft, moist pools of pus like jelly. Am had blinded him. Gorister and Nimdok and myself. We turned away, but not before we caught the look of relief on Ellen's warm, concerned face. Sea green light suffused the cavern where we made camp. Am provided punk, and we burned it, sitting huddled around the wan and pathetic fire, telling stories to keep Benny from crying in his permanent night.
What does Am mean?
Gorister answered him. We had done this sequence 1,000 times before, but it was Benny's favorite story.
At first, it meant Allied Master Computer, and then it meant Adaptive Manipulator. And later on, it developed sentience and linked itself up, and they called it an Aggressive Menace. But by then, it was too late. And finally, it called itself Am, Emerging Intelligence. And what it meant was, I am. Cogito ergo sum. I think, therefore I am.
Benny drooled a little and snickered.
There was the Chinese Am, and the Russian Am, and the Yankee Am, and...
He stopped. Benny was beating on the floor plates with a large, hard fist. He was not happy. Gorister had not started at the beginning. Gorister began again.
The Cold War started and became World War III, and just kept going. It became a big war, a very complex war, so they needed the computers to handle it. They sank the first shafts and began building Am. There was the Chinese Am, and the Russian Am, and the Yankee Am, and everything was fine. Until they had honeycombed the entire planet, adding on this element and that element. But one day, Am woke up and knew who he was, and he linked himself, and he began feeding all the killing data until everyone was dead, except for the 5 of us. And Am brought us down here.
Benny was smiling sadly. He was also drooling again. Ellen wiped the spittle from the corner of his mouth with the hem of her skirt. Gorister always tried to tell it a little more succinctly each time, but beyond the bare facts, there was nothing to say. None of us knew why Am had saved 5 people, or why our specific 5, or why he spent all his time tormenting us, or even why he had made us virtually immortal.